I'm taking here during the 3 weeks, during the Ben HaMetzarim. So let me do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Shavua Shechal Boy Tisha B'Av. The week in which Tisha B'Av is Chal, Asurim L'Saper, it is forbidden to take a haircut. That's what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber, which the Svardim, more or less, the real Svardim, more or less follow the Shita of the Mechaber. Now let me ask you, this year, is there a Shavua Shechal Boy?
No.
Machloikis.
Right.
It's Machloikis HaPoiskim. Some say that this year, since Tisha B'Av is on Sunday,
and
it's a Nidchet, so there is no Shavua Shechal Boy.
Why logic that there's no Shavua Shechal
Boy? Because when is Tisha B'Av? Sunday.
Saturday, right.
Saturday is the beginning of the new week. It's the first day of the week.
No, so Sunday is the first day.
Saturday, Sunday,
should
right? Tisha B'Av is on Yom Rishon. It's Yom Rishon, right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. When do we fast? We fast on
Sunday.
Like we mentioned this Yisrael. It's a very important Yisrael. This Me'ikar Hadin. You have to always go back to this Yisrael. Me'ikar Hadin. There is no obligation to fast the Dafka on Tisha B'Av. Yeah, Me'ikar Hadin, according to Takanah of the Nevi'im, you have to pick a day in the year, in the month, to fast. The Tzoyim HaRavi, the Tzoyim HaHashavi, and the fast of the Ha'asiri. Then the Navis, the Nevi'im sanctioned 4 fast days in 4 months. The 4th month, the 5th month, the 7th month, and the 10th month. The 4th month is Tammuz. The 5th month is Av. The 7th month is Tishrei. And the 10th month is Teves. They sanctioned 4 fast days in 4 months. They did not specify a date. They left the date to each rabbi. Each local community rabbi can decide which day of the month is the proper day that year to fast. And this was their original intent. So you have a community, and there's a rabbi. The rabbi says, let's look at the calendar. This year, you know, it's not a good idea that Shiva Asavatama should come out on, we should do it on Sunday, we should do the fast of the Revi on the 17th, because, you know, the weather is going to be 95 degrees. It's not a good idea that we should fast on a day when it's 95 degrees. Not everyone has good air conditioning. It might be a bit too difficult. So you know what? We'll make it another day. Okay, that was the prerogative. It did not bedafka have to be a specific day. One day during the month, and it's under the shlita, the decision of the rav of the community. That's why they said the tzayim of HaRevi of the 4th month. Tisha B'Av does not have to be on the 9th day of Av. It can be any day. And in fact, the Gemara says, the Machlok is the Gemara. When is the ideal day? Put everything in. Should it be on the 9th day? Should it be on the 10th day? And the Gemara is Machlok. One opinion says the 9th day because that's when it started. The other opinion says, no, most of the Beis HaMikdash was burnt on the 10th day. So that's when we should have the fast. That would be the ideal day. And the truth is, elu v'elu, in each community, you do whatever you want. Now, over time, over Golus, over time, what happened was, Chazal said, you know what, we're not going to let people make their own decisions anymore. It's getting out of hand. Don't let each rabbi decide what he wants. We're going to standardize when the fast day is going to be. And therefore, Tammuz, that's it, you don't have a choice, 17th day of Tammuz. Tisha B'Av, Av, that's it. We're going to follow the Chachamim Aschalto de Paranuso. We're going to fast on the 9th day. What about Tzom Gedalia? Day after Rosh Hashanah. That's it. Third day of Tammuz. Asar B'Teves? Asar B'Teves. It was standardized by Chazal, and there's no room. It's like the Haftorah. The original intent of the Haftorah was that the rabbi decides where he wants to read from on that Shabbos. You look at the current events, what is going on in the world? And every rabbi was a Bucky Niflin Tanakh. And right away it came to his mind, what would be the most appropriate section of Nach that we should read for this Shabbos? And that's what they selected. Over time, not every Rav was such a Talmud Chacham that knew the appropriate thing, the appropriate selection to make from the Nevi'im. So what happened was it became standardized. And even that did not become so simple, because you look at the Sfardim, you look at your article Chumash, they'll suddenly write, the Sfardim, they learn this. Ashkenazim, learn this. Chabad learns this. Chabad has a lot of cover. Ours, because a lot of cover. They write, they have all the different sheets of the Chabad. You notice that? Chabad, in the article Chumash, they always refer, they always tell you what the Minak Chabad is in the art scroll Hebrew Shul Chumash.
You know why?
Why? I don't know why.
Because they want to be able to sell this Shidurim all over the
Chabad? That's why?
That's right.
Could be, I don't know. Could be. It's interesting why that they do that. They do that. They don't write about. They don't write in the article Siddur about Chabad. So why don't they consider a whole new nusach? I guess right. They have a whole different nusach. Sabari. I guess the Chumash is not. I have no idea why they do that. But they have there. Could be because that it goes back to Israel. So you have to appreciate that when this year, when we're not fasting on, we're not fasting on Shabbos. We're fasting on Sunday. It's not just Stavo. It's a Nidche. It's a Nidche. It's true, it's a nidcha, and there's ground to be lenient. There are definitely leniencies in the nidcha. But you also have to appreciate that it doesn't really make a difference. Because since the Nevim, the only sanction, the only demand that we fast, the Tzoim HaChamishi, the fast day of the fifth month, may Iker Hadin, it doesn't matter what day of the fifth month you fast on. It doesn't matter. This year, well, it's been standardized, and we don't deviate. It's a very big takana. We fast on the ninth day. Bechilu Doros, five things happen on that ninth day. But this particular year, we cannot fast on Shabbos. So we fast on the next day. Okay, so it's a nidcha, and you're right. A nidcha, it does not have the toikif of the five terrible things happen on that day, because this year is the 10th day of Av. So we don't have the five things which happen on the 10th day of Av. However, there's another dimension to the fast of Tisha B'Av, and that it's not just a calendar day, it's a takana of the Nevi'im, that we fast one day during the month. Now, halacha l'maisa, we don't follow what the Nevi'im say anyway, because we just observe it as a min, because the takana of the Nevi'im is bottle. The takana of the Nevi'im does not apply in our day and age for various reasons, but we still respect the takana of the Nevi'im, and thus being that we respect it, it's not necessarily tied to that day. So therefore, this particular year, when Tisha B'Av, we observe it on a Sunday, there is no Shavua Shechal Boy, because the week begins on Sunday, and there's nothing that comes before Sunday, so there's no way you can have a Shavua Shechal Boy. Thus, according to the sheet of the Mechaber, Sefardim, can take a haircut all the way to the very, very end. There's no limitation for someone who's a true Sephardi from taking a haircut all the way until Tisha B'Av Mamish. Isn't that amazing? An amazing thing. However, two things. First of all, not everyone agrees with what I just told you. There's no Din Shavua Shechal Boy. There are many places that say in a year, like this year, where Tisha B'Av is Chal on Sunday, Shavua Shechal Boy is the entire week. It's the maximum. Since Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, so you have to have a Shavua Shechal Boy. It's part of the character of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the only Shavua Shechal Boy is Sunday through Shabbos. That's called the Shavua Shechal Boy. And then the fast is on Yom Rishon. Now, maybe you'll argue that the reason why the whole week is called Shavua Shechal Boy is because even when it's Nidche, when we push the Tisha B'Av from Shabbos to Sunday, the MS is Shabbos is still Tisha B'Av. It's still Tisha B'Av in some dimension. Now, even Halacha L'maaseh, there's no Avelus, not even Dvarim Shebetzina, there's no Avelus. So what? There is still a dimension of Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. It is Tisha B'Av. It's the calendar day when five horrific tragedies occurred. The Chil Doros of the Meraglim, the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, Beitar, and the Har HaBayis was plowed over. It's still a horrific day. You cannot deny that, even though we're not fasting on this day. Therefore, the prior Sunday through Shabbos is indeed L'Halacha L'maaseh, the Shavua Shechal Boy. This year would be the maximum. So I have two different opinions among the Poskim. This year, is there a second Shavua Shechal Boy or not? It's a big machlokes. And what is a very big nafmina? For the Sfardi, it's a very big nafmina, because the Nikar Adina Sfardi is allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. even after Chodesh Av begins, not until the prohibition kicks in on Shavua Shechal Boy. Because of Shavua Shechal Boy, Mechukum Chaber, Shechal Boy Tish above, Asurim Lissaper. The Haramah, okay, the Ashkenazim, the Ramah, Rav Moshe Isulis, Vinei Yisrael Yoitzin Biyod Ramah. That is a hey, this is an Alvira Ramah. Kosav Dinoy Hagin Lahachmir Bitispoires, Hirkots, Mi Yud Zayin, Bitamus, starting with Yud Zayin Bitamus. And Uv Orchas Chayim, Kosav Shazikainim, Hoyun Nisodim Shlolistaper. Then he goes on to say, he talks for the meaning of the Sfardim. Be'erev Shabbos Chazoyin Kedei Shikonsul L'Kainis K'shahayim Minuvolim V'go'arim Me'oid B'mishah Hisarei. He refers over here to Erchaz Chaim in the Sfardim. The Sfardim were very makbid, even though Mikra didn't according to the Mechaber, you're allowed to take a haircut. The prohibition first begins Shavua Shechal Boy. They were makbid not to take a haircut Erev Shabbos Chazoyin. Not just Shavua Shechal Boy, but even Erev Shabbos, the Shabbos before. So Shavua Shechal Boy Sunday. Even Friday, Erev Shabbos, they also would not take a haircut, even amongst the Sfardim. So bottom line is, what?
I mean, this year is the same.
It would be, violent, because since Rosh Chodesh is Friday, so then they would not take, even on Friday, they would not take a haircut even on Friday by the Sfardim. That's this game. Okay. So bottom line over here is, we really have three opinions. We have the Ikar Din of the Sfardim. It's only Shavua Shechal Boy, starting with Sunday. And that, we mentioned is that the Machlaik is what the Halach will be in this year, when Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, either it's zero or it's a week back. And then we have the Zikanim of the Sfardim. We're very makbid to extend the prohibition, not just the Shavua Shechal Boy, but even Erev Shabbos, you should enter into Shabbos Chazoyin, the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, without taking a haircut. Shabbos has to mourn also. It's a very interesting idea. Shabbos, Mitzad Echad, Shabbos. There's no Avelos on Shabbos. There's no Avelos. Shabbos Chazoyin is a very, very fascinating type of Shabbos. It's a whole different type of, you don't have it anywhere like this, where you take away from the Shabbos. It's a whole very controversial Shabbos Chazoyin. You lay in the Nigun that we lay in the Haftorah, most people, they lay the Nigun of the Haftorah in the Nigun of Eicha. How could you do that on Shabbos? How could you introduce Avelos publicly into the Holy Shabbos? Okay, some people have the minig to lay, many people, if you're not a Hasidish fellow, to the Nigun, when you say Kabbalah Shabbos, L'chadoidi, they sing L'chadoidi, the Nigun of Elit Zion. No? Now, by Hasidim, they'll throw you out. They'll kill you. They'll mamish kill you if you do that. Go to a Hasidish shtibul and sing Kabbalah Shabbos in the Nigun of Elit Zion. Then the person will be an Avelos mamish. Forget about the Beis HaMikdash. He'll be an Avelos that week over Tisha B'Av. Okay, they don't like that. They're very machmed on this. Don't you dare go and sing. It's like a modern thing. It's like a modern, like a tzioin if you do this. To sing Elit Tzioin in the Nigun of Al-Chadoidi. They hold Shabbos, Shabbos. There's no Avelos on Shabbos. Don't even think of it. And it could
but
be they also...
Some that do have a minute to sing.
I said this, what I said. Hasidim?
No.
And I said, that's exactly what I'm saying. I just said this. Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim, this is bread and butter. Who, an Ashkenazi, what Ashkenazi does not know that you sing the Nigun of Kabbalah Shabbos, and Shabbos Chazoyin is Elit Zion. I mean, you taught this when you were in the crib. This is Dabar Pashit. And when you go into Chassid Shtibel, if you do this, you're DOA, dead on arrival, if you dare do such a thing there. Look, and what about the Haftorah? So the Hasidim don't have this problem because they do not lay in the Haftorah publicly. Yeah. Everyone lays it privately, so they don't have this issue of laying the Haftorah. The big issue, Rabbi Yisrael, please, the big issue by them is, what about the laying? The meaning of Ashkenazim is say, Echo esol levadi. Echo esol levadi torchachem umasachem v'rivichem. The meaning of Ashkenazim is to lay that pasuk, b'nigun echo, the Baalei Kriya. Do the Hasidim, do they do it? They do?
They do.
Modern Hasidim. Not the real Hasidim. Okay, the modern Hasidim even though they'll kill you if you lay in a litzi, if you'll sing a litzi oin, Kabbalah Shabbos, they'll throw you a bone. They'll let you lay in the pasuk Eicho es solvatchem torachem masachem verivchem. However, I've never experienced this because I don't daven Chassid Shtivul Shabbos morning, only Friday night. But I'm only Shalosh Shuris. I actually enjoy going to a Chassidish Shalosh Shuris. I like the Chassid Shalosh. They know how to do Shalosh Shuris. I like the favorite thing. I like they make Kiddush. I like they make Kiddush. That's the nice thing. They make Kiddush. They say Bor Pri Hagofen. So not everyone. Bor Pri Hagofen. Hashem Melech. Hashem Molech. Hashem Yimloich. You have to stand up. Don't do it either. Okay, so. Some of them really make a nice whole thing out of it. But in any event, so these are all the issues of why. What is all touched upon? All touched upon is Shabbos. Don't mix Avelus into Shabbos Kodesh. Certainly, you wear big day Shabbos. Okay, the minute we live in America, the melting pot. The Hasidim won. They really won in many ways. And one of the things they really won. And it's really nicker, is that we all wear in this community and probably almost everywhere that I know of, Kemat, is we all wear on Shabbos Chazon your regular big day Shabbos. You never saw anyone, I never saw anyone my whole life coming to Shul Friday night, Shabbos Chazon wearing his big day chol, wearing jeans, dungarees, t-shirts, and sports jackets. I never saw someone wearing his big day chol Friday night, coming with a cap or some Yankees cap or who knows what, and you know, these nice leather.
You really said you put on the Mets cap.
Mets cap, all right. I've never seen this. Rabbi said, it's not the way it used to be. Minigalita. It's not the way it used to be. It used to be that Shabbos. What? Lita, a little bit. They didn't wear full big day Shabbos. They toned down. They wore the nice big day chol. They wore about kovetik a big day chol. But cover the but not being the Shabbos mamish. During B'chol, you have an old hat. Take out an old hat. You have a striped shirt, a little collar on the shirt. You're a little bit different, a shtickle different, but it's still the Shabbos. But it's not the way it used to be. It used to be that Shabbos Chazoin. You don't put on what? Europa. Not that all long ago. Not all that long ago. Before we came to the American melting pot. It used to be that on Shabbos Chazon you do not wear, certainly broyers among the German Jews. Oh, that's the real deal. There aren't too many, I don't even know if there they still do. There's almost no one left there anymore, what I hear. So from the real old-fashioned German Jews. So they used to wear on Shabbos Chazon, big day, choil. Okay, big day choil. Because Shabbos Chazon. Chassidim, it's anathema to do something like that because Shabbos is Shabbos. Don't play games with Shabbos. And in this regard, they won. They won, Baruch Hashem, they won this issue. And all the Litvaks, they all wear the regular big day Shabbos on Shabbos Chazoin, less man the pluk. That's how it is. You ever saw someone with big day chol on Shabbos? Not even a mashu big day chol. The regular big day Shabbos, no matter what. That's how it is. That's how it is because Shabbos is Shabbos. The Hasidim take this to an extreme. They will not allow you to sing Elitzion. They will not allow you to lane. They don't want to go lane to say to lane the Haftorah, the Niggun of Eicha. Come on, what are you doing? It's Eicha and Shabbos. How can you do that? And to even lane the Pasuk Eicha Esol Levadi, Torah Chachem, you can lane the Niggun Eicha. Shabbos Kodesh. We need Shabbos more than Shabbos needs us. You know, you want to get out of Golas, you need the full dosage of Shabbos. Don't tamper with Shabbos. Shabbos is good. The Litvaks, they have a different, they're a little shtickle different.
Fast.
What? It's what?
They start the fast.
Sunset. Yeah, not a minute before sunset. Everyone is the same. Everyone. They don't sell later. Hasidim also start. You'll find some Hasidim, I don't know, I'm not, that's an extreme. The Hasidim today have accepted upon themselves, even with Rabbeinu Tam, Hasidim today have accepted upon themselves.
The fasting, they take Lechumrah.
Sunset, everyone, everything, Melacha, Shabbos. There's no question about it. Hasidim today have taken upon themselves to begin Isser Melacha, They will not do labor on Shabbos past sunset, like the Litvaks, like us. And they will begin their fast for Tisha B'Av with sunset. And the truth is, according to their true tradition, they really could do melacha until 72 minutes after sunset. And they can eat until 72 minutes after sunset. But today, in America, no such thing. Today, they have, why? There are different stories, true, not true. People tell me it's not true. I think machlokes is how it came to be. But that's how it is. That's how it is. We won. In this matter, the Litvaks won. Melacha is aser once the sun sets. The fast begins with sunset. Period. Zehu. Okay, so this is an issue of the sensitivity to Shabbos. The question is there Shua Shechavu Yivonu V'Frim and Hagen? Now, without going into many details, over here, I have a beautiful sefer called the Avnei Shoyan, and he makes and discusses this in very great detail. And he takes note that throughout the ages, many, many Svardish Poskim have instructed their flock, their kehila, that they should follow the Litvaks, the Ashkenazim, the Ramah, the Shittas Ramah, with regard to the prohibition of taking haircuts and not take a haircut starting with Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. So even though the Mechaber explicitly says that Minag of Sfard is that you're allowed to take a haircut until the beginning, we're going to ask him in a second, you're allowed to take a haircut all the way up until Shavua Shechalboi, the Kafachai, they're allowed to, I go all the details, and this many Svardim have a sensitivity towards the Churban Beis HaMikdash and have listened to their Poskim and they've also adopted Minig Ashkenaz not to take a haircut starting from yesterday. When do you not take a haircut? When is it forbidden for you not, when you personally? One? You personally, first tell me what you mean, tell me what your kilo does. When do you not take a haircut? Shua Shechal Tisha B'Av. Until then you take a haircut. Does everyone in your community follow that, or there are people that are machmir and do not take a haircut from?
It is not my job to know him. You are doing that.
But in your community, from the time you were born, only Shua Shechal B'Av?
Usually, yes.
Okay, he follows
the Shabbat. Is Shabbat also.
Now, let me ask you, this year, Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday, so what does that mean for you? Does that mean that it's moved to the very end, or you have to do it an entire week?
You should ask.
You should ask? Yeah. So what do you personally do?
I'm asking you, what I should do.
I'm not going to tell you.
When in doubt, figure out.
What do people do? Tell me, what do people do in your community? Is there a Shavua Shechal B'Av this year?
No.
No Shavua Shechal B'Av?
No.
You can go to the very end?
Shabbat is Shabbat. It's canceling everything.
But what about the whole week? The whole week? The Machmir?
Yeah.
The Machmir.
Before...
The week
before
let me ask you, even though in a regular year, he brings it over here from the Orchis Tchad that the Sfaridim should not take a haircut in the regular year of Shabbos Chazoin. Besides Shua Shechal B'Av, also do not take a haircut Erev Shabbos. You ever hear such a thing? Besides Shua Shechal B'Av, another day, a day before Erev Shabbos, he brings the Orchis Chaim Kosav, Sha'azekenim Hoyu Nishodim, and he writes, explains the Zekenim among the Sardim, when Nizer, Shaloy Lihistaper Be'erev Shabbat Chazoyim, Kidei Sheikonsu Letanis Kesheheim Minu Volim. The Goyrim Me'oy B'misha Histaper, and the Zekenim, they shouted. They were very angry at anyone who violated this halacha.
Maybe don't you?
Kloimar, af, leminik ha-sardim, shemachmirim, shaloy listab rak, b'shua shechal boi tesbov, afilu hochi be'erev Shabbos chazoin, lo yistab, or even svadim shenat hakekot erev Shabbos chazoin. Do you hear this? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I hear no.
Different opinions. Now, what? Eating up. When do you not eat meat? We didn't get to that yet. That's a different topic. Then we have a discussion. When do you not eat meat? Chodeshah. Even the Sfardim.
Yeah.
Okay, now he's saying something very important. Let me explain to you why that is different. Okay, he's touching upon a very important site. Not every halacha has the same set of rules, but you have to trace the reason why
one
we don't
second.
Do
it. He's Parsi. They don't do all of the Sfardim.
Okay, Parsi, okay. No, no. Persian, you're Persian?
We are not Persian, we are Mordechai V'Esther.
Mordechai V'Esther is Persian, no?
Yeah.
Alright, he's Parsi. You Parsi? Parsi?
Yeah.
Iran.
I was, but I'm an American citizen.
You converted. American citizen. The melting pot.
I am the same melting pot. President.
You do what Trump does. Whatever Trump does, Trump takes a haircut, so you take a haircut.
The day we got citizenship, they told me you are the same
as Bush. Ivanka.
Bush is 1%, you are the same person like Bush.
Ivanka follows Chabad. They follow Chabad. Kushner, they follow Min Chabad. Rabbi Sai, please, Rabbi Sai. Now, he asked a very good question. Before we get back, about eating meat. This is, I need to eat meat. We'll get to a little later on. Eating meat is different than taking a haircut. For one important reason. The reason why we do not eat meat during the 9 days is because of korbanoi. And wine is because bitul. No, not simcha. No, that's not simcha. That's exactly the point I want to make. It's not because of simcha. It's ikar. I did it because of the bitul of korbanos. The truth is, the Gemara says we should really, the Gemara had a discussion that we should really not eat meat ever. And we should really never drink wine. And we should never have oil. Because if Hashem does not get his meat, if the Beis HaMikdash, if there's no meat being offered on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, then how can we eat meat? If there's no Yayin being poured as Nesachim on the Beis in the Mizbeach, how can we drink wine? If there's no, so the Gemara said, oh, you like, really? You want to be so machmir? Don't eat bread. Because if there's no menachos, so you can't eat bread either. This, if you want to be machmir, there's no end. So the Gemara says, therefore, elamai, the Chum says, eat meat, eat, drink wine, be mechaver in l'shem shamayim. You can't go have such extreme chumas. That's what the Gemara's maskon is. However, every Hava Amin in the Gemara does end up having some practical application. Because this mandam, I don't remember the exact details of the Gemara, but being that this opinion of the Gemara did make such a suggestion, and the Gemara brought it down, and the Gemara had a debate to explain why it's not a correct approach to taking life. You can't go to an extreme. However, during the 9 days, we indeed take that opinion very seriously. And therefore, during the 9 days, we don't eat meat. And we don't drink wine. You know why? Not because ein simcha ella b'basar. Not because ein simcha ella b'yayin. It's not true. Basar and yayin are only simcha when you want them to give you simcha. Basar and yayin, if you just go to a restaurant and you're all alone, and you're sitting there in a restaurant, you're all alone, you go to an expensive restaurant, you order a portion of meat, it costs $100. Really, is that called simcha? That's simcha. Get a good meal. He had a good meal. That's all it is. Nothing more than that. There's no simcha. Simcha, the basar and the yayin, is only simcha when you're sitting together with your family and it's Yom Tov and you're singing zemirois and you're reciting shirois and shishpachos. It is a tool which enables you to have simcha. But eating basar and yayin in and of itself is not a simcha. It's just a good, hearty meal. That's all it is. So on Tish, during the 9 days, there's nothing technically wrong with eating basar v'yayin. You're not engaging in simcha. The reason why you're not drinking basar v'yayin is because in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no basar v'yayin. There's a korban. Hashem is not being served meat. There are no korbanos being offered.
What about chicken?
Chicken is also basar. Halacha lemaaseh, it doesn't matter. It's an extension. It's an extension. First of all, birds. We have Torah b'nei yoyna. A chicken is not a Torah b'nei yoyna. You're right. It's not a Torah b'nei yoyna, but it's similar. Similar poultry. That's right. That's right. So Nechanan, who says grape juice is mutter? Grape juice is not necessarily mutter. What does halacha drink grape during the 9 days? No, not supposed to. You're not allowed to drink grape juice during the 9 days.
No.
You're not allowed to eat grape juice. Barbara, so the Nesachim was grape juice, by the way. Wasn't they alcoholic? The Nesachim, no, it wasn't necessarily. I don't care.
It wasn't cooked, it was
fresh wine. Fresh wine, it doesn't matter. It's a loipul. You can't go into the little details. It doesn't matter. You have to remember this. This is a very important insight. The Iker Tam, while we do not drink wine and do not eat meat during the 9 days, is because the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. If in the Beis HaMikdash there is no Basar, then we can't have Basar. If there's no Yayin that's offered on the Mizbech as Nesachim, then we cannot have Yayin. That's why we don't, not because of Simcha. Haircut, now here's an Afkamina. Haircuts, there's no such thing. There's no such thing that because of the Beis HaMikdash, they took haircuts, so we can't take haircuts. It's ridiculous. It's true, the Kohanim can't avoid the leading in here in 30 days. That's true, but that's not relevant. That's the Kohanim, it's not relevant to us. There's no such thing as comparing the taking a haircut and not taking a haircut. Taking a haircut to us. No one draws that analogy. The reason why we do not take haircuts is that we should be in a state of nevel. It's a minhag. We should be disgusting in order to express our mourning. Meat and yayin is a different category. It's directly connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Lemay nafkamina. The nafkamina is there's no heter to eat meat and yayin, period. No heter. To get out, to find a solution to eat yayin and basar, you're going to have to bend backwards, making a siyum, which is shlachanaisis, that's such a good idea, but you're going to have to really sweat to find an excuse why you should permit yourself to eat meat and yayin during the 9 days. A haircut? It's not so hard to find a heter to take a haircut or to shave during the 9 days.
Which is no problem.
It's not so hard. The proof is, look at the svardim. You don't eat meat and yayin during the 9 days. All of them. Less man the polo.
After
Rosh Chodesh. They're like us, like Ashkenazim. Why? Because that's a din in the Beis HaMikdash. Less man the polo. There's no heter, shvur shechalboi, and now you're starting mechalik this year, that year, one day, a whole week. It's it. Rosh Chodesh, that's it. There's no meat, there's no yayin for no one. Not for us, not for the Sfardim, less man the polo. You want a heter? You're not going to find a heter. You go over here, he goes through all the examples. There is no heter. What do people do? They're very creative. Make a siyum. Okay, listen. Today we're very shvach. We're very weak. People will tell you it's not healthy. The body needs it. Doctors will tell you the nutrients you need it. Okay, so that already is a half of a heter. We're shvach of people. And then you're making a siyum. Okay? Torah. So today we're going to be very creative. We're going to be very creative today to find solutions, and they're legitimate. You can't go deny people, children who need it, and then you see them, you'll find that heterim. But you should know these are very weak heterim. If we need to do it because of health reasons, it probably really boils down to health reasons. I would imagine that's what it really boils down to. Parents want to make sure their children are have good nutrients. They're not. The milchix is not as good. I don't know, but we do it. People do it. Okay, pinyin aben is not so simple. You should know, pinyin aben is not like a bar. So what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Pinyin aben, they can have meat. They can have meat. I don't know what they're going to do. Pinyin aben is not rate in the category of it's not top tier of heter. I'm curious to see what they're going to do. It's not so clear what exactly you're allowed. Are you allowed to shave? Is the Avi HaBen going to shave? Take a haircut. Shave during the 9 days. No. A bris, you can. A bris you can do. A bris is a much higher level. A bris, the Avi HaBen, the Sandvik, the mother is allowed to take a haircut. They're allowed to have a big day Shabbos. There are a lot of heterim. You're allowed to have meat. And the Iker have meat. This, because a bris milah is mamish shayyamtif. It's very important. There's a pasuk. Chazal actually darshan the pasuk. Sas anoichi al imro secha kimaitzei shalol rav. Chazal darshan this pasuk specifically in regard to bris milah. That a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael did besimcha in the time from time immemorial was still doing besimcha. Chazal explicitly tell us that a bris milah is sas. Yeah.
The annual
mitzvah
by Rav Sherry, that's all.
I'm going to get that. I'm going to get it in one moment. Very, he's saying something very, very good. Rav Sherry has a very good mitzvah. One moment. Everybody stop. Please give me a few moments. I'm finishing running time. Eating meat, keep this in mind, is really shvach mitzvah. It's not, it's davar chomor. It's not because of simcha. It's because churban beis hamikdash. There's no basar, there's no yayin on the mizbeach. And to find the heter, you have to be very, very careful. Taking a haircut? That's a minhag. It's mamash a minhag. It's a weak minhag. It's a minhag. The Mechaber brings it down. The Mechaber's words are, Shua Shechalboy, he writes Asurim. He writes the words Asurim. Shua Shechalboy. And the Ramah says, Dinoy Hagim, Ashkenazim, Shua Shechalboy, it's Osir. It's a din of Nivul, Avelus. It's a din of Avelus, not a din of Simcha, not a din of the Beis Hamikdash. The minig is to extend the Avelus back to Shivas and Thomas. But if you're going to work, and at work, you're gonna look funny. You have a very good job, and you have to look your best. Today, I don't know. Today's a whole new world. Today, the whole work field, the workforce, people they don't shave. The goyim don't shave. They have all these crazy haircuts, and they dress. Everyone today dresses casually. Very rare to find a workplace where they have to dress very professionally in suits. So maybe lawyers and certain not the lawyers who go in the court, not the lawyers who work in the firms.
Even in the court,
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, he came.
He said he decided that he sees the same four judges. Michael said he said the same four judges all year long, and they know already.
They're not makhluk. Okay, in a chanami. But today it's a different world, so I don't know. You have to be very careful. But it used to be years ago, it used to be that there were certain standards in the workforce, in the work field, and you don't come to work without shaving. So it's okay. It's not a big deal. But if you go to work and they're serving meat and they order for you kosher meat, and there's a very important meeting, you have to tell them, sorry, I can't eat meat. And they're going to say, what do you mean you can't eat meat? What do you mean you can't eat meat? You have to eat meat. This is a very important meeting.
Fish.
You have to eat meat. You have to look at everyone else. No. You can go to work. You can take a shave and take a haircut to go to work. But when you go to work, and it will be the same exact type of scenario. If you can find it, you can create a hechet himsa. It will be the same exact type of situation where the understanding is you have to eat meat. You would not be allowed to eat meat. Because eating meat is in a category by itself. Taking a haircut, there's mokum to be makel in taking a haircut at least during the 3 weeks. Shua Shechalboy, it's already osur. And he has a lot of stories, different stories about different gedolim who went to different stories. They went to Chasam Soifi, they went to take a haircut. And at the end of the day was they were all matir. At the end, they said, b'doich gadol, very, very weird. You have to go talk to the duchas, to the duke. You have to go talk to the government official. You have to do certain things. So they were matter at the end of the day. Now, Mr. Axelrod is referring to a very interesting story of Rav Sher. Rav Sher had an appointment to meet with some very high officials in government. Some very important officials. Therefore, he won't take a haircut. And I assume he wanted to hear it was probably Shavua Shechalboy, I would imagine. It's not Mustafa they were machmir on him during the 3 weeks. He had to go mamish Shavua Shechalboy. So I think he asked Ravon Cutler, was that who he asked? Who he asked other people? So they told him what you should do is be a sandik. Try to find someone who will allow you to be a sandik for a bris milah. And a sandik, it's a simcha. And you'll be a sandik, you're allowed to shave and wear your big day Shabbos. And once you're wearing your shave, you're wearing your big day Shabbos in the middle, you can then go to your appointment in government and speak on behalf of Klal Yisrael. You shall look very, very good. I'm willing to bet that in the worst scenario, even if he could not find a sadnik, they would probably anyway let him go. If he was tzarchei tzibah for Klal Yisrael, they're not going to take any risks with tzarchei tzibah dealing with the
Hollywood
tzibah. It's all part of sasanachi. It's all sasanachi. I'll convert to shalom. That the bris mila in Chazal's eyes is the gather of zman of simcha. Sasanachi al imra secha kemotzei shalom al ma nemar. Al bris mila, so bris mila is a din of simcha, and that simcha overrides the avelus of the churban beis hamikdash. Therefore, you're allowed to get dressed in your best clothing. You're allowed to get a haircut, and even allowed to eat meat. Not everyone agrees to this, but most of us, most people hold that if you want to really eat meat, you can eat meat for a bris mila as well on the day of bris mila because it's a yomtiv, and the yomtiv that overrides. But when it comes to opinion, is l'chor not a yomtiv. A bar mitzvah is the day of the bar mitzvah yomtiv, l'chor not. Because many gedolim would even say tachnun. It's not, let's say it's the first day the person putting on to the very first time, that's a bit of more of a heter. But it's a machlokes haposkim. There are different opinions exactly, what exactly is the status of the bar mitzvah boy and those who participate. It's mitzvah v'yoseh, until now he was not mitzvah v'yoseh, now he's mitzvah v'yoseh, so what? Make a party that makes you into a yomtiv. That's a very big dilemma. It's a very big dilemma. What is this? Not clear. It's totally minug. What status we give a bar mitzvah? It appears that most of the places can hold that a bar mitzvah does not reach the status of something which overrides the dinim of the avelos of the 9 days. And therefore, from the stomach, if he makes a siyum, let's say the bar mitzvah boy makes a siyum. Okay, makes a siyum. So then, the bar mitzvah, during the 9 days, you can have meat. But let's say the bar mitzvah boy, no one there present making the siyum. It's not so simple that just the fact that it's a bar mitzvah celebration, a sudas mitzvah, that overrides the avelus of shvua shechalva in the 9 days, even in the 9 days where you could eat meat. What about taking a haircut? Well, first of all, the boy is, what is he taking the haircut? He's not taking the haircut when he's bar mitzvah. He's taking the haircut before he's bar mitzvah, when he's still a katan, right? In preparation for the bar mitzvah. If the boy did not take a haircut yet, and it's now that now it's the 9 days, it's now the 9 days, and tonight is bar mitzvah, and his mother says, you know, you need a haircut. Tonight everyone's coming to you bar mitzvah, you need a haircut, we got to get you a haircut. So it's an honor of his bar mitzvah, but it's the 9 days. But he's not yet bar mitzvah. He's not yet mechuyav mitzvahs. It's chinuch. Chinuch is also chomer mo'ed. But how chomer is chinuch relative to the simcha of becoming a mitzvah v'yoseh? The Gemara does say that Rabbi Yosef says, I'm blind, and because I'm blind, I'm part of all the mitzvahs. If someone will come and tell me that a mitzvah v'yoseh is chayv mitzvahs, avidna yom tov l'rabbanan, I'll make a yom tif. So becoming a mitzvah v'yoseh in the Gemara's eye is called a yom tif. A yom tif, you can take a haircut. Some say you can. Some say that was a guzma. He doesn't mean it's mamish a yom tif. A bar mitzvah, it's not found. We don't find anywhere that a bar mitzvah is called mamish a yom tif. It's a debatable issue, and we want to be mitzvotif, that leniency that right now when he's taking the haircut that he's still a katan, that contributes to a leniency. If imamish is manuvel, then maybe it would be permitted for him to go take a haircut during the 9 days in preparation for his sudas mitzvah. But otherwise, l'choyre, he should be in advance, he should appear in advance, they should take a haircut before the 3 weeks, and it's not so simple to take a haircut. Okay, we'll take a short break. We'll take a very short break.
Shabbat Chazon, Shabbat Ben HaMesarim. It is mutar to eat meat.
Yes,
and yam.
Afilu kisudas shloimai b'shaita. On Shabbos Chazon, there is no restriction.
Once,
no restriction.
Eating meat, it is enough.
Until you can eat meat, the Gemara says, "Afilu kishloimai b'shaita."
Avdala gam kin yacholim.
Avdala. Rav Moshe says you can have wine for Avdala. Rav Moshe's opinion is famous. Rav Moshe, you do not need to have Hamar Medina. We'll talk about that another time.
What about learning Torah? Can you learn Torah that Shabbos?
Of course.
Tishabot?
Absolutely.
Even though it's Shabbos?
Many are makel even when it's not Shabbos.
You go straight up to
Shabbos? Yeah, today you don't have to be machmer. Not today, today's day and age. Sure not. Today, in 2018, sure you can learn.
Just asking, because I know for some people they stop learning. Like that one on Pikiyavos, I forgot what it was.
Because they're busy eating publicly. No, you can learn.
You can learn what Mamash up to sunset.
Mamash,
yeah. Okay.
The whole child, today, no one's learning today is on a Madrega, and that it gives you such simcha. It's a ridiculous thing to say that you're learning in such simcha, it's going to stare the avails. Adarab, the more you learn, the more you'll have an appreciation for others. It's so far-fetched today to say you can't learn. Mishnah Berurah talking, Mishnah Berurah writes, if it was up to me, I would be mevatel the stakana, you can learn on Tisha B'Av Mamash. Everyone should go learn Torah. What are people doing on Tisha B'Av? They're running around, going for walks to Yulim. They're playing board games and cards. They're wasting the whole day. I had a toikif, I would even vatel the spazera and allow people to learn on Tisha B'Av.
Some people don't have the mental strength, of course.
Right,
So when they go on a walk, they do this, maybe just...
That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about people that would otherwise be spending their time better.
Yeah.
And because they now have to learn, oh, it's an excuse to go and waste your whole day.
Find it there.
People make it, you know what they make it today? After sunset. We don't dive in Mara for 45 minutes until sunset is over. Until sunset, right? 45 minutes? But today, the oil of Mara Shuls, they'll have a Davayomi Shir on Tisha B'Av after Shkia until Mairif. After sunset. You don't have to be Machner not to learn after sunset.
Really?
No, right. Sunset. You can now learn. You're not allowed to Tisha B'Av. No, we don't eat until say Sakur Chavim. Learning? That's just a machmir. Once sunset, the day is already over.
I mean, on Tisha B'Av itself.
On Tisha B'Av.
You can learn after Shkia.
Sunset. How much time do we have to learn? What, 15 minutes?
Depends when you daven Maariv.
Maariv, so you daven Maariv 30 minutes after Shkia? So yeah, you have half an hour.
I don't know.
Half an hour. Their shuls have dafyomis. They learn dafyomi. They learn dafyomi after sunset. You don't have to be machmen. After sunset already you can learn. Because it's already Laila. It's already Laila. We don't eat. We don't eat until 45 minutes after sunset. So it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. But Laila, once already is sunset, it's already Laila. You could learn already. You have to be machmir.
The Yemenis eating meat after Shabbos.
The Yemenites?
Yeah, not from.
Only Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av.
This year, I don't know how they do it, but.
What did you get?
You haven't said that. Yemen on Shabbos, fish can be considered meat.
Let's see if.
Okay.
But that doesn't work for 9 days. 9 days you can eat fish.
Yes, you eat fish. Absolutely.
I don't know if you. Okay.
I don't know. That's what they
do. No. Yeah. Do not shave. A litrak.
You don't shave
the Shalashams. All litraks. Ashkenaz. All Ashkenazim. Do not shave the Shalashams. Come out. All that was a sardine. I wish I could be a sardine. Only I was a sardine.
Convert.
Baptize me.